Hi. Okay, we are. Yesterday we spent some time in the Balamar. My impression, even though I apologize, didn't make it upstairs today. Again, got busy down here with the 11th grade. But my impression from at least the last few minutes of Seder was that you were working mostly on that Balamar and at least understanding outside a little bit maybe what the Ramban's Shita would be. So again, let's just, I just want to clarify a couple of more issues. And again, I'm going to try to clarify rather than confuse, you know, through the course of this year, even though it's a fairly confusing topic. The topic basically is, I was just actually doing this in Shir with the high school guys, is that we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you break something in the Machteres, that Hayab Machteres, Shiber, Sachavis, you're in the Machteres, you break a Chavis, you're someone who's other than, you're not the person's father, you're just somebody else, and you're in the, you break the Chavis, you Pater. Very clear why you Pater, come le Drabine, because you're already Chayiv Misa at that time, and because you're Chayiv Misa at that time, you're not going to be chayav for any tashlumin. Now, we're going to discuss b'li neder a little bit later today why kamlei b'drabinei applies over here, considering that you never actually get the misa. You made it out. You're not in the machteres. You didn't get killed. So isn't kamlei b'drabinei that if you're going to get killed, we're not also going to give you malchus or mammon or whatever? Over here, you didn't get killed. So that's a discussion to put to the side. B'li neder, we'll get back to it in a few minutes. But the basic statement of the Mishnah is yupater. The basic statement of Rav seems to be self-understood also, that to the complete other extreme, that if the guy broke into my house 20 years ago on Rosh Hashanah night, Tavshin Nun Beis, took my camera with him, if we were to catch him right now, and he still has my camera, Rav would say, Potter, he does not have to give me back my camera. Kamal Abdurrahmane goes that far, that since at the moment he took it, he was Chayiv Misa, he's even Potter from giving it back right now. The confusing part was what Rava holds. Rava, the way we understood it when we first read the Gemara, was a middle ground statement. Rava was saying, I don't go as extreme as Rav to the point that if he has my camera, that we're not going to make him give it back. I think he does have to give it back in that situation, but I'm also going to go a little beyond the Pashup Shan of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says only if you break something in the Machteres, you're Pater. Rava, Pashup Shan of reading Rava is that if the guy took my camera and now we find him 20 years later and we say, where's my camera? And he says, well, I used it for a good 5-10 years, but then I broke it. Rava would say, in that case, you're Pater because he doesn't have it. But if he still has it, he would have to pay it back. So Rava would say, you make it out of the Machteres with the camera, you're not necessarily going to be Chayiv. You're only Chayiv if you still have it. But if you no longer have it, you're going to be Pater, which is a middle ground. It's somewhere in between the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah and Rav. So both the Balamar and the Ramban focus their energy on trying to figure out what Rava really holds. Because the middle ground is a little wishy-washy. Meaning, which is it? When you get out of the Machteres, you no longer have a Chiyuv Misa. Are we going to say that the Kamlei B'drav Mineh is going to carry straight through anyway because you were Chiyuv Misa at the time that you took it? Or do we say that, and if you do say that the Kamlei B'drav Mineh is going to carry forward anyway, then you should hold like Rav, that even if you still have it, you're Pater. Because the Kamlei B'drav Mineh carries forward. Or are you going to say that the Kamlei B'drav Mineh does not carry forward? It's only while you're in the Machteres, as soon as you're out of the Machteres, now it's only a Chiyuv Mammon, now you should have to pay it back. If that's what he holds, then he should say like the Mishnah. So what does Rava really hold? If you had to back Rava against the wall and say, what do you think when the guy walks out with the camera? Is there still? Do we still consider the Chiyuv Misa? Or do we say, no, now it's just the Chiyuv Mammon? What do you really hold? So the Balamar said that what Rava really holds is like Rav. He really, really holds that when you walk out of the Machteres, you're completely Pater. Why? You own the camera. You own the object. How do you own the object? What kind of kinyan you make on the object? Unclear. Bidamim kaninu. You acquired it with your blood. What kind of kinyan is blood? Unclear. But you own the object. And when I say unclear, we'll have to try to clarify. If you have a Rav Elchanan in your packets that tries to clarify this a little bit. But again, for right now, we'll just try to keep the basic structure of who's saying what in terms of the Rishon. So you own the object, therefore when you take it out, you should have to, when you take the object out of the Machteres, you should not have to pay ever. You should always be Pater, even if you still have it. Why does Rava say if you still have it then that you give it back? If he really holds you don't have to give it back, so why does he tell me to give it back? Achumra mitrabanan, to give it back. But really, really, if you had to pin Rava down and say, what are you really old? Rava would say, I hold like Rav. Rav is 100% correct. You own it. It's yours. But midrabanan u'machmir, make you give it back. Then the Baal Amar starts going on a whole back and forth, which is really beside the point. The main chiddush is that Rava holds like Rav. The beside the point back and forth is why wasn't Rav machmir midrabanan to give it back? So he says, Rav thought if I'm going to be machmir midrabanan to give it back, it's going to undermine kimle bidrabine. Because Kimle Bidramine tells me when I'm Chayiv Misa, I don't have to pay Mamon. So if I'm going to have to pay the Mamon, it's going to undermine the whole system of Kimle Bidramine. It's going to look terrible to undermine the system that way. Okay, why wasn't Rava concerned that it's going to undermine Kimle Bidramine? So no, it's not going to undermine it because he's giving back a camera. Everyone knows it was my camera. No one's going to look at that as an onesh. If you have to pay cash, people will look at that as an onesh. But since he's giving back my camera, it's not going to undermine. But all that whole Shakla Vitaria is really beside the point. The main point the Baal Amar is trying to draw out is that Rava really holds like Rav. That is the Baal Amar. Are we clear to this point? Yeah? The Ramban goes in the exact opposite direction. The Ramban says no. But Etzem, Rava really holds like the Mishnah. Let me make one more thing clear. Rava has to hold like the Mishnah. Rava can't be arguing on the Mishnah, mainly because the Mishnah is a Tana, and Rava is an Amor. So Rava has to be able to like the Mishnah. Question is, the way the Baal Amar understood it was that the Mishnah might even mean Rava's case. Meaning the Mishnah, even though it says you broke it in the Machteres, maybe it means even if you break it outside of the Machteres, you're also Pater. Mishnah didn't say that, but maybe it means that also. You can't say the Rava's against the Mishnah. That's going to be a problem, to say the Rava's against the Mishnah. So even according to the Baal Amar, what you're going to have to say is that that Rava understands that the Mishnah gave one case, but other cases would have the same halacha. The Mishnah gave a case where you break it in the Machteres, but even if you break it outside of the Machteres, you'd also be Patur. That's the way Rava must understand the Mishnah. Says the Ramban, that understanding of the Mishnah is flawed. It can't be that the Mishnah is saying, if you break it in the Machteres, and hu adin, if you break it outside of the Machteres, you're Patur. Why not? Why can't that be? Let's think logically for a second. The rule is, if a Mishnah wants to teach me a Chiddush, it's always going to give me the biggest Chiddush it can. What's a bigger Chiddush? That the guy, when he broke through my storm door, that he's putter from paying for that? Or that when he breaks my camera 10 years later, he's putter from paying for that? Which is a greater Chiddush?
Outside.
Outside, right? Breaking my camera 10 years later is a much greater Chiddush. Why would the Mishnah give me a case of Baba Machteres V'Shiber, Hayabim Machteres V'Shiber, a guy was in the Machteres and he broke something, and that's what the Mishnah says, there you're Pater. Tell me a bigger Chiddush. Tell me even if he broke it later that you're Pater. The Mishnah would always tell me the bigger Chiddush, says the Ramban. If the Mishnah told me that you're only Pater when it's in the Machteres, it means that if you broke it outside of the Machteres, you're Chayiv. It's as if it's explicit in the Mishnah. Furthermore, says the Ramban, if the Mishnah held that when you broke it outside of the Machteres, you're Pater also, the Mishnah should have said, Hayib Machteres V'Shiber. Oh, Natal V'Shiber. It doesn't say those words. Oh, Natal V'Shiber. Or you took it and you broke it. Should have said that. Because that's also a case that's included in the Mishnah. So the Ramban says it can't be that the Mishnah is going to be in agreement with the way the Baal Amar understood Rabbah. Can't be. Can't be that the Mishnah is going to say Notel Vashiber that you're going to be Pater. It must be that the Mishnah is saying Dafka, if you broke it in the Machteres, you're Pater, and that's it. Aye, what's Pshat then in Rava? What does Rava really hold? Says the Ramban, the Rava really holds like the Mishnah. Rava really holds that you're only Pater if you break it in the Machteres. You're not Pater if you break it anywhere else. If you break it anywhere else, you're going to be Chayiv. The Ramban then, it's hard to read, so, you know, I certainly, it's a good lesson. I always say, like, reading Melchamos it's a good moral lesson for us, because in America in general, and particularly with our upbringings, you know, the way we're used to being handed things and given things, a lot of times our reaction when we struggle and when something doesn't come easily is to quit. And, you know, like, this is beyond me. The Ramban, it's I guess the best way to say it is, if anyone ever learned it, then they must have not quit when they first failed, because no one got it on the first time, ever, in history. Like, it's impossible. The Ramban, they say, was a very poor writer. He just didn't write clearly. He had brilliant ideas to teach us. He just didn't write them down particularly clearly. We have that in Achronim also. The Ragachever was a terrible writer. So if anyone ever understood a Ragachever, it's because they were willing to read it 10 times, 15 times, go over and over until they get a little more, a little more. So a lot of times we have this with Gemara, with the Gemara itself. You know, it's just, you don't get it the first time, or the second time, or the third time. And you go over it. Now I see, okay, there's a kasha there, there's a teretz there, you get the structure a little bit, you get a word here, a word there, and you fill it in. So it's a good humbling kind of experience to you know, practice our amelus a little bit. You know, to do something like this once in a while. It's probably not so good to do it too often, because then we'll just be too humbled and we'll be dejected. But the Ramban goes a step further. Ramban analyzes with a little bit of a cheshbon over here. He says, let's take this middle opinion. Let's take this possibility of a middle opinion, that if you're shiber b'chutz, that you're going to be pater, but if you still have it, you're going to be chayiv. Which the Ramban again said, Rava does not hold. Rava really holds like the Mishnah, right? But let's assume, the Ramban says, let's take for a moment, I'll assume like the Balamar, and I'll assume that there exists this middle opinion. That there is such an idea, that there exists this middle opinion. The Ramban says, remember the Gemara. What happened in the Gemara? We had Rava, we had Rav in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav. Did the Gemara ever answer the Kasha on Rav? And remember?
No.
The Gemara never answered the Kasha on Rav. Rav remained rejected. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Rava, answered the Kasha on Rava. Right? That's what happened in the Gemara. Now, typically speaking, says the Ramban, unbelievable. He says, when we ask a kasha on someone like Rav, and we think that we understand Rav, Rav is saying this. He's saying that even if you still have the camera in your hand, you don't have to give it back. And we have a kasha on him from the Mishnah. So typically speaking, what the Gemara's next step will always be, will be to say, oh, we misunderstood Rav. He got it wrong. That's not what Rav really meant. What he really meant is something else. And that way it fits with the Mishnah. The Gemara didn't do that here, which is unusual. The Gemara normally tries that. Why didn't the Gemara do that? So the Ramban has a lot of conjecture over here. He says, what would the Gemara have done? The Gemara would have said, Rav didn't mean if you still have the camera, you're pater. You know what Rav must have meant? That if you broke the camera, you're pater. But if you still have it, you have to give it back. Rav must have meant the middle ground. That's what the Gemara should have answered. That we messed up. We change words in Maimras, Ramban says, we take words out, we add words in, we change words in Mishnayos all the time to make things fit. We do that, we do it all the time. Couldn't the Gemara have done that to Rav over here and said that Rav really meant the middle ground opinion? That if you still have it, you have to give it back. If you don't still have it, you broke it outside of the Machteres, then you're potted. Says the Ramban, the fact that the Gemara didn't say that Rav holds the middle ground opinion, to try to kvetch out a teretz for Rav, shows you that if we would have said it, it still wouldn't have helped. Because this middle ground opinion is still against the Mishnah. So it wouldn't have worked. That's why the Gemara doesn't try to defend Rav. Because the only defense we had to correct Rav, to make it work, to use the word natal in a sentence that says pater at the end of it, the only way you could say natal and pater at the same time, which Rav definitely said, is to say, Natal v'shiver, your pater. But that's against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, no, only if you were shover b'machteres, your pater. So it wouldn't have helped to say that Rav holds like the middle ground. Oh, so says the Ramban. That's a raya, therefore, that Rava must not hold the middle ground. Because what did the Ramban just say? The middle ground is against the Mishnah. That's why Rav couldn't hold the middle ground. That's why the Gemara couldn't say Rav holds the middle ground. So therefore, it's a raya that Rava doesn't hold the middle ground. Rava must hold what the Mishnah actually says. That you're only pater if you break it in the Machteres. You're not pater when you break it outside of the Machteres. Yeah, middle ground is that if you're natal and you still have it, then you have to return it. But if you're natal and you broke it after you were outside of the Machteres, then you're going to be pater. What we originally thought Rava holds. So the Ramban says, Rava doesn't hold that. And the raya that Rava doesn't hold that is because it's against the Mishnah and Rava doesn't have the authority to argue on a Mishnah. He simply is not authorized to argue on a Mishnah. Now, the Baal Amar thought it's not really against the Mishnah. The Mishnah just gave one example of breaking in the Machteres, but really breaking outside the Machteres also. But the Ramban goes to lengths to prove that the Mishnah isn't just giving an example, it's giving the only case where you're potter. Haraya, Mishnah always gives the biggest chiddush. The Mishnah should have said, oh, Natal. The Mishnah didn't say anything about Natal. So it must be that this middle shita of Natal, the Shiber, being potter, is against the Mishnah. If it's against the Mishnah, Rava can't hold it. His raya that it's against the Mishnah is, if it weren't against the Mishnah, we would have pinned it on Rav. We would have said that's what Rav holds, and then Rav would have been answered. The fact that we don't say that's what Rav holds shows you that it wouldn't have helped to say that's what Rav holds. Very cheshbent. Ramban is very cheshbent. But that's basically the Ramban's shita. Now, the weakness in the Ramban, Yad Rama says the same as the Ramban, pretty much, in a lot easier words. But the weakness, he doesn't go through all these rayas about answering for Rav, taking and changing words, things like that. The weakness in the Ramban is that, according to the Ramban, Rava is not adding anything beyond what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, if you break something in the Machteres, you're Pater. Rava says, you break something in the Machteres, you're Pater. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing about taking it out. In that case, according to the Ramban, Rav would say you're chayv.
So what's wrong with saying that the Mishnah? Yes, he's not adding chiddush, but he's just rejecting Rav, who's going against the Mishnah. So he's standing up for the Mishnah. Isn't that
right? Very good. So maybe you could answer. Rav didn't pop up somewhere and just say, "Oh, I have a chiddush about Natal." Rav was reacting to Rav. Rav says that right. What is it? How does the lashon of the Gemara go? Rava, the Gemara tells us Rav's Chiddush. Where is it? Omer Rav, Habab Machteres v'Natal Kalim v'Yatza Potter. So Rava says, Nah, Mistavr Milsi Derav B'Shashiver D'Lesnu Avol Natalo. No, only if you broke Kalim, meaning in the Machteres, the way the Ramban reads it, only then are you Potter. He's not coming and saying Av Chiddush. He's coming to reject Rav and say that the Mishnah is correct. Could very well be. Ramban doesn't seem bothered by this kasha. Maybe that's why he's not bothered by this kasha. Why would you say the same thing as the Mishnah? Now, the other line that we're going to need to make sense out of, and I think we may have discussed a little bit yesterday, is Shadinu Binahara. Right? The Gemara says, once you throw it into the river, if Shadinu Binahara, if you threw it into the river, then whatchamacallit, that's where Rav is going to say that you're going to be potter. So, whoa, that sounds much more like the Baal HaMa'or's understanding of Rava, not like Ramban's understanding of Rava. Because if I took it out of the house, and now I have it, and then I threw it into the river, I'm going to be potter. That means the middle ground, not what the Mishnah said. Right? That means I took it out, I had it, and then I broke it. I'm going to be potter. So that sounds like Rava holds the middle ground, which is how the Baal Amar understood Rava. Baal Amar understood that Rava really holds like Rav Meikra Din, but he holds the middle ground as a Chumra Midrabanan. Right? The Ramban says, no, there is no middle ground. Rava holds like what the Mishnah says, and that's it. That you break it in the Machteres, you potter, and that's it. So we're going to have a problem over here. Shadi bin Ahara, what does that mean? You threw it in the river. How's that going to fit with the Shita of the Ramban? How can you be Pater according to Rava if you took it out and you throw it into the river? According to the Ramban, you're only Pater if you broke it in the Machteres. So I saw some discussion about this. There is a Machlokas Rishonim when the Gemara says, Shadinu bin Ahara, that you threw it into the river. Who threw it into the river? Machlokas Rishon. Is it the Ganav himself who threw it into the river? Or is it that somebody else threw it into the river? So, what seems very clear, and if you look at Vayter in the Ramban, you'll see this explicitly, is that it's Talui in this Machlokas, Baal Amar Ramban. That is, that is as follows. According to those Rishonim, that even when you break it outside of the Machteres, you're Pater, meaning according to the Baal HaMa'or. But even when you break it outside of the Machteres, you're going to be Pater. And Baal HaMa'or, by the way, is also Shitas Rashi. Right, that's the way Rashi read the Gemara, that you break it outside of the Machteres, you're going to be Pater. So that's Shadin Benara, means you threw it into the river. That's the same thing as breaking it outside of the Machteres, you're Pater. Shadin Benara works out very well. But according to the Ramban, Visiato, you know, that group of Rishonim that hold like the Ramban, which may include the Rambam according to some understandings, that holds that by Baba Machteres, if you break the Kalim outside of the house, outside of the Machteres, then according to the Ramban, you're going to be Chayiv. So if you yourself throw the thing into the river, you should be Chayiv. Right? Why are you Pater? So the Adama writes that we're not talking about where you yourself threw it in, we're talking about that it fell. In that case, you're going to be Pater. Why are you going to be Pater if it falls in? Because the only reason to be Mechayiv you is because you're doing a Maisa of Hezek to somebody else's stuff. But if it just fell, or someone else came and threw it in, so it had nothing to do with you. You can't be chayiv. The only moment we could be mechayiv you any moment is the moment you took it out, and you took it out of the machteres. And at that moment, you were definitely pater. The Ramban suggests differently also. The Ramban says, no, maybe we're talking about you yourself threw it into the river. But maybe we're talking about a case where you threw it straight from the machteres into the river. You never had it outside the machteres at all. A huge chiddush, right? Throw it straight from the machteres into the river. Another small ha'ara before we get to the other issues, and that is that the case of Bab Machteres might be a little different than the case the Gemara compares it to. The Gemara compares it to a case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos. What happens, right? What's going to kiss B'Shabbos? I steal something, so I'm on Shabbos that involves Hotza'ah. So at the same time that I'm doing the Melach of Hotza'ah, where I'm Chayv Skila for being Mechal Shabbos, I'm also incurring a Chiv Mamon. Right? I'm incurring a Chiv Mamon because I'm stealing something. What happens if I'm Gonev Kis B'Shabbos and then I have it outside, I take it, and then later I throw it in the river? Or later I destroy it, or later I break it, or I lose it. Is it necessarily the same din as Baba Machteres, I take it outside and then later I break it? So the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpatim Shin Nun Aleph writes that even if you hold by a Baba Machteres, that if you break the Kalim later, you're going to be Chayiv. Meaning, even if you hold like who? Who's the one that says you're going to be Chayiv if you break the Kalim later? The Ramban. Right? Even if you hold like the Ramban, that really Rava's whole Chiddush is just the Mishnah, he's not saying anything new. That the only time you're going to be Pater is if you break it in the Machteres. You break it outside of the Machteres, you're going to be Chayiv. Still might be Moda that on Shabbos you're going to be Pater. That when you stole it on Shabbos and you break it later, you're going to be Pater. Why? What would be the Chiddush? Because maybe as follows. And this will be a good segue into our next discussion. When you're Baba Machteres, your Chiv Misa applies so long as you're in the Machteres. The second you walk out of the Machteres, if someone were to kill you when you walk out of that Machteres, they'd be in big trouble. That's murder. There's no hetzer. The second you walk out of the Machteres, your Chiv went away. So it's mistaver in the eyes of the Ramban that when you walk out of that machteres, now you have someone else's object, you're stamaganev. There's no chiv misa, you're stamaganev. You have someone else's object. I then throw it away, so that's the same thing as me walking over to you, taking your gemara and chucking it. Stamaganev. Of course I'm going to be chayiv mamon. There is no chiv misa anymore. But if I was mechal Shabbos to take your wallet, when I walk out of your house, am I still chayiv misa? Should Bezin, if Bezin catches me a week later and I have eaten that a week ago as Mechal Shabbos, what's Bezin going to do? They're going to kill me. Chayiv misa. The chayiv misa doesn't go away when you're Mechal Shabbos. Chiv Misa goes away when you're Bab Machteres and you leave the Machteres. Chiv Misa disappears. So it's a very interesting construct, the case of Bab Machteres, because Bab Machteres, on the one hand, it's much weaker than the Chiv Misa you have for, let's say, being Mechal Shabbos, but on the other hand, it's much stronger. It's much weaker in the sense that I just told you, that when you leave the Machteres, it just disappears. There's no Chiv Misa anymore. Whereas Shabbos, once you're Mechal Shabbos, the Chiv Misa is still going to be there. But it's much stronger in the sense that if I see someone being Mechal Shabbos, can I kill him? Absolutely not. You need due process. And the Chiv doesn't actually become Lemaisa until Beis Din Paskins on him with Edom and Asra and everything. There's no Lemaisa Chiv. It's not actionable, I think is the word. Whereas above Machteres, there's a certain Chumrah above Machteres, because it's immediately actionable. You see someone in the Machteres, you have every right to kill him. Ain lo damin. So it's a very unique kind of Onesh, this Bava Machteres. On the one hand, it's much more lenient than Chil Shabbos, because the Chiv Misa goes away as soon as you're out of the Machteres. So it's not like the Chiv Misa sticks with you. On the other hand, it's much more Chamor, in the sense that the Chiv Misa is a real actionable Chiv. Whereas by Shabbos, it's not an actionable Chiv. The Ramban holds, if you're going to have kiss for Shabbos, and then you destroy it later, you are chayiv. He holds we would not say kam lebidrabine in that case. Ramban says that explicitly. But again, there is a svara to make this distinction. The Sma points out there is a svara to make such a distinction. That you'd only be chayiv in a case of bab machteres when you break it later, because then the misa's gone. Whereas by Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, you still have the Chiv Misa on your shoulders after you left the Chil Shabbos, after you left the guy's house. So I wanted to discuss for a moment this idea that we say Kimle B'Drabine, we give you the worst of the two punishments. What's the svari here? We give the worst of the two punishments. What's the svari for Kimle B'Drabine in general? If I did two things wrong, shouldn't I get punished for two things? Why do I only get one punishment? It's like someone says, well, why did you break my stuff? Oh, don't worry, I murdered somebody also. Shouldn't you have to be responsible for everything? Okay, you say again? It's all inclusive. Right. Being killed, everything else is meaningless once a person is being killed. If you're being killed, you're already getting, that includes punishments for everything you've ever done in your life. Maybe not, but at least punishments for everything you did at that moment. That the Misa is going to be enough to cover everything else. So then why does it work by Bab Machteres? The guy who broke into my house on Rosh Hashanah night 20 years ago didn't get killed in my house. Almost, my father almost killed him, but he didn't get killed in my house. So why doesn't he have to give me back my stuff if he has since broken it? Shouldn't he have to give it back? Why doesn't he have to pay for the storm door? Let's go with the Pasha case that everyone holds he would have to pay for, he would not have to pay for. Why not? He didn't get it. If you're gonna tell me, oh, he gets this punishment that's so all inclusive, Samela, he doesn't, you know, any lesser punishment is already included in the bigger punishment. But he didn't get any punishment over here. He was never chayiv miso. I mean, he was chayiv miso, but we never killed him. So Rashi deals with this problem. Rashi on the Mishnah. And Rashi writes, in the last four lines before, you know, in Rashi on the Mishnah, V'afal pisha nitzal. And even though the guy was saved, meaning the guy wasn't killed in the Machteres, Pater mina tashlumin. You're still Pater from tashlumin. Why? Dekaimelon, because we paskin. And by the way, usually Dekaimelon means it was machlokas, and we're paskining like one shita. And this is a prime example of that. This is actually subject to machlokas. Rashi's telling you this Mishnah only works according to one shita, Mesech Ksuvos. That chayave miso shogin, kigon shalo hisru behen, Ein Mishalman Mamlon Shema Misa. Let's say, you know, in order to convict somebody of murder in a Jewish court of law, what has to happen is two Edom have to come and say, Reuven, don't kill Shimon, because if you kill Shimon, you will be Chayiv Hereg. And Reuven says, I know I will be Chayiv Hereg, but I am so angry I want to kill Shimon anyway, so I am Mekabel that Hereg myself, and then he kills Shimon. That's the only way we're ever going to be able to get Reuven. If we just see Reuven kill Shimon, Reuven's not going to die. So take a classic example of Kimla Bidravine. Reuven shoots Shimon in the heart. And along the way, the bullet not only ripped through Shimon's heart, it also ripped through Shimon's shirt. So does Reuven have to pay for Shimon's destroyed, bloodied shirt? Kimla Bidravine doesn't have to pay for it. What about when we didn't give him Asra'a? We just saw him do it. He did it in a way that we don't know for sure he was b'mezid because we didn't give him Asra'a. Or even if we know he was b'mezid, we just can't kill him because we didn't give him Asra'a. Does he now have to pay for Shimon's shirt? That is a machlokas in the Gemara and Ksuvos. If you're chayav misa shogin, if you're chayav misa in a way that we can't give you the misa, you're not going to get killed. Do you still get off the hook on the monetary? On the money? So Rashi says, we must be assuming in our Mishnah that you still get off the hook. That's why this guy who's Bab Machteres, he's off the hook, he's out, he's free, we didn't get him. Can't kill him. And still he's pater from the money. So my question for you is, what the heck is the Svara for Kimla B'Ramine? Why would that work? Can't be a din that the Onesh is so overwhelming, he's not getting an Onesh. He's not getting punished at all. That is Kimla B'Ramine work. One could argue, perhaps. Yeah.
You're being charged. You're only logically going to charge him for the worst thing. You know, if you killed your brother or whatever, or whoever, you're not going to say, "Oh, give me the money for the shirt." You're going to say, "I want to
right." Slave. Yeah. So one could argue what Evan's suggesting that. Imagine watching someone shoot somebody else and kill him, you know, put a bullet through his heart. And imagine saying, oh, his shirt! That would be ridiculous. It would be absurd. Because some things are so overwhelmingly bad in comparison to others that it sort of swallows up the lesser avera. That the lesser avera almost becomes batel, if you could use such a terminology. In the bigger Avera. It's as if the lesser Avera is not a Maisa Avera at all. Because it's already become completely batel in the bigger Avera. Can we actually, is it actionable? Can we punish you on the bigger Avera? Don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But either way, the lesser Avera is not a non-factor. You murdered somebody. The fact that you ripped his shirt is a non-factor in the equation. If that's the Svar of Kimla B'Ramine, then maybe it doesn't matter whether you're actually going to be able to be mechayev the guy Misa. Just the fact that he did something of that magnitude is mevatel anything smaller that he did at that time. What if you have the following case? Is machlokas in Maseches Ksuvos, if you chayev malchus and mammon at the same time, which one do you get? What's considered more severe? Malchus or mammon? It's machlokas. So one shita holds, not the way we pass, one shita holds that mammon is the more severe. You only get the mammon, not the malchus. What would happen? Discussion in the Rishonim. I did malchus and mammon, so I'm only going to be chayv the mammon. The guy that I owe the money to is a ger, and he's not married and he doesn't have any children. And then he dies before I pay the money. Nobody home. There's no one to give the money to now. Yay, I win. I get to keep the money, right? What about the Malchus? Does the Malchus come back now? Or do you say, no, the Malchus is... It's gone. It's gone for... Yeah, he was pater from the Malchus. Double jeopardy. He's already pater. So it may depend on this issue. That if you hold that Kimla B'Ramine is a din in an onesh that we just can't give a double onesh. So you just can't give someone two onshin. So which one do we give? We just give the more severe of the onshin. So then chayav misa shogegin would be chayav in tashlumin. And in this case, where you wanted to give Malkus and Mammon, when you wanted to give Mammon instead of Malkus, when the Mammon is not there anymore, Malkus, it's just a din. You can't give two onshim, but he's really chayiv both onshim. But if you say no, it's a din that it's almost the smaller avera is not even a ma'is avera. It loses the shame ma'is avera in the bigger context of things. Then l'chora, even when the Mammon goes away, the Malkus doesn't come back because it's just lost its shame ma'is avera. They didn't have a status of ma'is avera. The problem with taking Rashi's approach about attaching all this to Chayav Misa Shogegin is that Rashi locks our Mishnah into one sheet of Ksubas. It's always better if you could say that an open-ended Mishnah goes according to everybody. And the Yad Rama, in fact, says, no, our Mishnah could work according to everybody. Even if the old Chayav Misa Shogegin are Chayav in Tashlumin, that when we can't give the guy Misa, he's going to have to pay, by Bab Machteres it's different. By Bab Machteres it's going to be Pater in Tashlumin. Why? So it's what we said before. Baba Machteres is fundamentally different than any other Chiyuv Misa. So before we emphasized how it's more kal than any other Chiyuv Misa, because as soon as you're out, it's over. Whereas any other Chiyuv Misa could still be ongoing. They can catch you 10 years later with Edim that saw you do something 10 years ago and they'll still get you. But we also point out Baba Machteres is more chamor than any other Chiyuv Misa, because it's immediately actionable. So whereas when it's any other chiyuv misa that I'm chayiv at the same time that I incur a chiyuv mamon, the halacha is that if I did it b'shogeg and you're not going to be able to kill me for the action for shooting the person, so yeah, there is a shita that if they're not going to be able to kill me, I'm still going to have to pay the money. You know why I'm still going to have to pay the money? Because no one was ever allowed to kill me. The misa was never here. There never was a chiyuv misa on me. But by Bab Machteres, granted no one did kill me, but anyone could have. Meaning, Rashi's looking at this as two possibilities. You get killed, or you don't get killed. If you get killed, we'll say, everyone would say, Kim Lebi Ramine. If you don't get killed, it's a Machlokes. And we Baskin that will still say, Kim Lebi Ramine. Two possibilities. Says the Yad Rama, no, there are three possibilities. There's you get killed, there's we can't kill you, and then in the middle there's we can kill you, but we don't kill you. If you actually get killed, everyone agrees we say Kum Lebirabine. We can't kill you, like Chayav Mis Shogin, the guy never got a straw, something like that, then it's Machlokas in the Gemara Ksuvos, whether we say Kum Lebirabine. If we can kill you, but we didn't, we missed the opportunity, you were in the Machteres, we can kill you, we just never did it, then maybe everyone would still agree you could say Kum Lebirabine. Then what you need to do is come up with a svara. Why is it that when we can't kill you, when we have no ability to kill you, it's going to be a Machlokas? And there's svara to say, nah, there's no Kim Lebirabine. But when we don't kill you, but we could have, all of a sudden we're going to say Kim Lebirabine again. I mean, the svara of the Maisa Avera doesn't exist, should be equal in both of those situations. Right? The Maisa Avera should just not exist. So we're going to have to come up with a svara of why it should make a difference that we were allowed to kill you. And the truth is, Yad Rama is more pashut pshat in the Gemara. Bedamim kaninu. Bedamim kaninu means that your blood was cheap at that time. It was actionable. We were actually able to kill you at that time. You had a question? Oh, sorry about that.
With what Evan was saying before, though, I guess, larger picture over a shirt or a set goes good. Let's say he shoots through something that's very expensive and would want to, so that I feel like it wouldn't be as bustle as.
Meaning, we gave an extreme example where something is this bad and something else is this bad. So there's obviously a bittle of the lesser isser. But let's say two things are much closer. Malkus and Mammon.
It's not
right? I beat somebody up, and I where the Gemara isn't even sure which is more severe. It's machlokes which is more severe. So can you say that svara?
I'm not saying that's really bitter. I'm saying, like, if you want to, you're going to only try him for the worst thing. You can't try someone for two things at once.
Why not?
I'm
saying, why not? You're right. The pasuk says you can. So you go with the worst one. But why does the Torah say that? Meaning, what's the nature of that din? What's the undermining? And I generally don't ask why questions. But over here, it has an afkamina. Meaning, we need to know how that plays out. Okay, we'll stop there. But tomorrow, Rabbi Levin is going to give shir to everybody on a topic related to these sugyos somewhere. So. That's good. That's good news for everybody. We'll do a Temen Halacha for anyone who has the ability to stick around. If you are leaving now and you happen to see guys from Rabbi Levin's shir or in general upstairs, please tell them we'd like to daven Mincha at 12:45 down here.
Okay.